listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to speak to you about a wonderful passage from the prophet Amos about the plowman and the reaper. I'm going to read to you from Amos chapter 9, verse 13, which says this. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him who sows seed. The mountains shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. The book of Amos is filled with many strong warnings to God's people. In their prosperity, they forgot God, but God did not forget them. He sent prophets like the simple farmer Amos to turn the people back. God knew that they would not turn back, and so he said through Amos just that they would refuse to return. Nevertheless, God would not abandon his failing people. He promised an ultimate restoration. And here, in rich images that came easily to a farmer like Amos, God promised a remarkable reinvigoration of the people of Israel. He announced that the days are coming. And under God's inspiration, the prophet Amos ended his words to the nation on this note of high hope, looking forward to a day of great prosperity and abundance in Israel. You see, under the reign of Jeroboam II, they had material abundance, but not in the Lord. God promised to restore them to prosperity from him and prosperity in him. Indeed, the days would come when the plowman shall overtake the reaper. With this phrase, Amos describes how miraculous and amazing God's blessing and restoration would be. You see, first, when God releases blessing and restoration, fruit comes quickly. Now think about it. Normally, the plowman and the reaper work apart. Their effort is separated by many months. But under the unique seasons of blessing and restoration promised by the Lord, the plowman and the reaper bump into each other. The crops were so big that the plowman and the reaper didn't have time to let the other finish their work. We should pray for such seasons of quick fruit in the kingdom of God. We also see that when God releases blessing and restoration, fruit comes from unexpected places. Normally, grapevines didn't grow well on mountains or high hills, but in the days of Israel's restoration, even the mountains shall drip with sweet wine, and the hills shall flow with it. We should pray for such seasons of unexpected fruit in God's kingdom. And third, when God releases blessing and restoration, fruit comes with great quality. Amos looked forward to the day when the wine that came quickly and from unexpected places would be sweet wine. Now, without being a wine connoisseur, Amos used this phrase to describe good and high-quality fruit from the work. We should pray for such seasons of good fruit in God's kingdom. And then fourthly, when God releases blessing and restoration, the work is blessed, but it's still work. The plowman, the reaper, the treader of grapes, and him who sows seed, they still had their work to do. God didn't just do it all for them, but under God's blessing and restoration, the work was now done with energy and joy. The plowman doesn't just wait around. He gets busy, even if he starts bumping into the reaper. These seasons of unexpected blessing do not mean that God's people sit on their hands and do nothing. There's still work for the plowman and the reaper to do, but it's glorious, blessed work. The great English preacher Charles Spurgeon described this kind of blessed work. He said this, quote, I meet with my brethren in the ministry who are able to preach day after day, day after day, and are not half so fatigued as they were. And I saw a brother minister this week who has been having meetings in the church every day, and the people have been so earnest that they will keep him very often from 6 o'clock in the evening to 2 in the morning. Oh, said one of the ministers, our minister will kill himself. Not he, said I. That is the kind of work that will kill no man. It is preaching to a sleepy congregation that kills good ministers, but not preaching to earnest people. So when I saw him, Spurgeon says, his eyes were sparkling, and I said to him, brother, you do not look like a man who's being killed. Killed, my brother, said he. Why, I am living twice as much as I did before. I never was so happy, never so hearty, never so well. Friends, even when we are not in such blessed times as Amos described in Amos chapter 9, the work of God deserves our energy and our effort. We don't work for God only when it seems glorious, but even when it is more difficult. We want to be ready in season and out of season, yet without apology. We look forward to and we will enjoy special seasons of God's blessing, and especially we will pray for them. Hey, would you do that? Pray for a glorious season of an expansion and a furthering of God's kingdom so great that the plowman overtakes the reaper. You can pray for that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.